5 Steps Toward a Better Tax Expenditure Debate. Almost without exception, state lawmakers do not closely scrutinize special tax credits, exemptions, and other tax expenditures on a regular basis. A recent report by the Pew Center on the states found, for example, that half the states have done nothing, even remotely rigorous, in the last 5 years to determine if even a single one of their economic development tax incentives is working. Pew also found that no state regularly and rigorously tests whether tax incentives are working and ensures lawmakers consider this information when deciding whether to use them, how much to spend, and who should get them. While the Pew study didn't look at tax breaks created for purposes other than economic development, there is little doubt that other tax breaks are flying just as far below the radar. Fortunately, there are straightforward steps that states can take to remedy this problem, and a growing number of states have begun to take those steps in recent years. In particular, the 5 recommendations described below require evidence-based reviews of tax expenditures designed to gauge their success and include reforms that encourage lawmakers to take those reviews seriously. In brief, those recommendations include: Step number 1. Tax expenditure laws must include a specific explanation of what the expenditure is intended to achieve. Step number 2. Nonpartisan analysts must regularly evaluate tax expenditures based on how successful they have been in achieving their objectives and must offer lawmakers recommendations for reform. Step number 3. Tax expenditures must be scheduled to expire after a specific period of time so that lawmakers can vote on the expenditure again, in light of new evidence of its success, or lack thereof. Step number 4. The governor's budget must include specific recommendations related to any tax expenditure that has been recently evaluated under step number 2. Step number 5. The tax writing committees of the legislature must hold hearings on any tax expenditure that has been recently evaluated under step number 2. The success of these recommendations in improving a state's tax policies depends on analysts having the resources needed to conduct rigorous reviews and on lawmakers having a genuine interest in using those reviews to inform their deliberations. If those 2 conditions are met, these recommendations have the potential to greatly enhance the quality of information surrounding tax expenditures and to pave the way for meaningful tax reform. Each of these 5 recommendations has been at least partially implemented in 2 or more states and has been proposed by lawmakers in many more states. 6 states have adopted one of the recommendations described below: Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Minnesota, New Mexico, and New York. While 7 more states have implemented, or will soon implement, 2 or more of the recommendations: Arizona, Maryland, Nevada, Oregon, Vermont, Virginia, and Washington. No state has combined all 5 recommendations as of this writing, but each recommendation has the potential to be much more effective if enacted as a group rather than taken in isolation. What follows is a listing of the 5 recommendations, along with citations of state laws and legislative proposals that have sought to implement each of those recommendations. Step number 1. Require that any bill creating, extending, or modifying a tax expenditure include a section stating the purpose and objectives of that tax expenditure, as well as measurable goals in cases where the objectives of the tax expenditure lend themselves to measurement. Similar requirements have been implemented in 5 states. Arizona applies only to new personal and corporate income tax credits. Colorado applies to all new or renewed tax expenditures. Minnesota applies to all new or renewed tax expenditures. Nevada applies only to new sales and property tax exemptions, approved by voters on November 4, 2008. New Mexico applies only to new economic development tax incentives. Similar requirements have been formally proposed in at least 6 more states. Alaska, 27th Legislature, 2nd Session, 2012. California, 2011 Legislative Session. Passed both legislative chambers, but vetoed by governor. 2010 Legislative Session. passed both legislative chambers, but vetoed by Governor Hawaii. 25th Legislature, 2009. Ohio, 129th General Assembly, Regular Session, 2011-2012. 126th General Assembly, Regular Session, 2005-2006. Rhode Island, January Session, 2012. January Session, 2011. Washington, 62nd Legislature, 2012 Regular Session. Step number 2. Require that all, or most tax expenditures above a certain fiscal cost, be evaluated by trained, nonpartisan analysts, at least every 5 to 10 years, and that the evaluations include specific recommendations regarding whether to continue, modify, or terminate each evaluated tax expenditure. In the case of tax expenditures that are scheduled to expire, evaluations must be released in advance of the expenditure's scheduled expiration date in order to inform lawmakers' consideration of the expiring provision. Requirements for ongoing expert evaluations have been implemented in 2 states. Connecticut. Report only includes tax credits and abatements enacted for the purpose of recruitment or retention of businesses. Washington. Nearly all tax expenditures are evaluated in some way, through a process involving both the Joint Legislative Audit and Review Committee and the Citizen Commission for Performance Measurement of Tax Preferences. Requirements for ongoing expert evaluations exist, but have not been adequately implemented in 10 states. Delaware. Tax expenditure report is required to include evaluations of tax expenditures effectiveness. While the report includes some discussion of various tax expenditures effects, it does not contain true evaluations. Louisiana. Tax expenditure report is required to include evaluations of tax expenditures effectiveness, but this requirement has not been met. Maryland, 2012 Legislative Session. First batch of professional evaluations must be released by October 31, 2013. Missouri. The state auditor has produced some high-quality evaluations of tax credits, as required by law, but has been unable to meet the required schedule due to resource constraints. Nebraska. Tax expenditure report is required to include recommendations regarding the reform or repeal of tax expenditures, but this requirement has not been met. New Jersey. Tax expenditure report is required to include evaluations of tax expenditures effectiveness. But while the report includes some discussion of various tax expenditures effects, it does not contain true evaluations. New Mexico, 1. Executive Order 2011. Tax expenditure report is required to include evaluations of whether the intended purposes of tax expenditures are being achieved, but the 2012 report states that the ability to analyze the specific benefits of the tax expenditures is largely beyond the scope of the analysis summarized in this report and will require a concerted, multi-agency effort. 2. New Mexico statutes. New economic development tax incentives must be evaluated every 7 years based on measurable goals, but the Legislative Finance Committee reports that there is no comprehensive and regular analysis by executive agencies charged with administering economic development incentive programs. Oklahoma. The Incentive Review Committee is a 9-member panel appointed by the governor and legislative leaders. The committee's 2011 report says additional resources are needed for the proper evaluation of tax incentives. Any agency charged with evaluating tax incentives will need resources for staff and research. Oregon. Tax expenditure report is required to include evaluations of tax expenditures effectiveness, but many discussions of effectiveness fall short of true evaluation, while other tax expenditures are not examined for effectiveness at all. Wisconsin. Tax expenditure report is required to include evaluations of tax expenditures effectiveness, but this requirement has not been met. Requirements for ongoing expert evaluations have been formally proposed in at least 4 more states. California, 2006 Legislative Session. passed Assembly 47-33, 2005 Legislative Session, Hawaii, 25th Legislature, 2009, Kentucky, 2011 Regular Session, New York, 2010 Legislative Session. Requirements for one-time expert evaluations of certain tax expenditures are fairly common and are not included in the lists above. Step number 3, require that all or most tax expenditures sunset every 5 to 10 years. Extensions of expiring tax expenditures can be for a period of no longer than 5 to 10 years. Systematic, though not comprehensive, sunset requirements have been implemented in 3 states. Nevada, approved by voters on November 4, 2008. Oregon, 75th Oregon Legislative Assembly, 2009 Regular Session. Virginia, 2012 Session. Systematic, though not necessarily comprehensive, sunset requirements have been formally proposed in at least 14 more states. Arizona, 2nd Regular Session. California, 2011 Legislative Session. Passed both legislative chambers, but vetoed by Governor. 2010 Legislative Session. Passed both legislative chambers, but vetoed by Governor. Hawaii, 25th Legislature, 2009. Idaho, 60th Legislature, 2nd Regular Session, 2010. Passed Senate 27-7-1. Indiana, 2nd Regular Session. Bill was eventually amended to remove sunsets. See original bill as introduced. Kentucky, 2011, Regular Session. Maryland, 2012, Legislative Session. Bill was eventually amended to remove sunsets. See original bill as introduced. Missouri, 2012, Regular Session. Nebraska, 101st Legislature, 1st Session, 2009. New Jersey, 215th Legislature, 2012. Passed Assembly 47-31. Ohio, 126th General Assembly, Regular Session, 2005-2006. Oklahoma, 2012 Regular Session. Rhode Island, January Session, 2012. January Session, 2011. Washington, 62nd Legislature, 2012 Regular Session. Step number 4. Require that the governor's budget submission include a section addressing the most recent set of evaluations completed under step number 2, and providing specific recommendations regarding whether to continue, modify, or terminate each evaluated tax expenditure. Where the governor's recommendation differs from that made under step number 2, the budget submission must provide the reasoning behind the governor's recommendation. Budget document instructions related to tax expenditures have been implemented in at least 4 states. New York, Executive Law. The governor shall submit to the legislature a tax expenditure report containing any recommendations of the governor regarding continuing, modifying, or repealing such tax expenditures, and comment, if any, on the effectiveness and efficiency of other tax expenditures. Oregon, the governor shall identify each tax expenditure that has a full or partial sunset, and shall prepare a recommendation that indicates the governor's opinion on whether the full or partial sunset of the tax expenditure should be allowed to take effect as scheduled, or should be revised to a different date. Vermont, the governor shall submit a tax expenditure budget which shall embody his or her estimates, requests, and recommendations on tax expenditures falling into specific categories outlined in the law. Washington, the governor is requested to review the most recent tax expenditure report and may submit recommendations on the repeal or modification of any tax expenditure. Budget document instructions have been formally proposed in at least 2 more states. Alaska, 27th Legislature, 2nd Session, 2012. The governor is required to consider tax expenditures in repairing the budget. Washington, 60th Legislature, 2007 Regular Session. the governor shall make recommendations on expiring tax expenditures. Step number 5. Require that the tax writing committees in each legislative chamber hold public hearings following the release of the evaluations described under step number 2, in order to receive testimony regarding the evaluated tax expenditures. Legislative process requirements have been enacted or implemented in 7 states: Arizona, Iowa, Maryland. 2012 legislative session. First Legislative Tax Credit Evaluation Committee will be appointed by May 31, 2013. Oregon, there is no legal requirement for legislative review. But the Joint Committee on Tax Credits was formed to review the tax expenditures scheduled for sunset. 75th Oregon Legislative Assembly, 2009 Regular Session. Vermont. House and Senate tax committees must review the governor's tax expenditure recommendations and report their own recommendations in bill form. Virginia, 2012 session. Washington. Legislative process requirements have been formally proposed in at least 4 more states. California. 2005 legislative session. Idaho. 60th legislature, second regular session, 2010. Passed Senate 27-7-1. Ohio. 129th General Assembly, regular session, 2011-2012. And 126th General Assembly, regular session, 2005-2006. Rhode Island. January session, 2012. And January session, 2011. Conclusion. The dozens of laws and bills cited above encompass a broad range of approaches to reform, both in terms of how many tax expenditures they would apply to, and how fundamentally they would change the process for reviewing and debating those tax expenditures. Interested readers have plenty of sources here at their disposal for investigating that range of options. But even a casual reading of the above list should be enough to show that there is widespread support for giving tax expenditures greater scrutiny on an ongoing basis, and that specific reforms exist for making this goal a reality.